BBC Radio 4 News at 4. This is Brian Kernahan. The DUP ministers will be reappointed to their offices later today. The announcement.
So, DUP ministers have resumed their positions following the publication of a report into paramilitary activity yesterday.
In respect of the provisional IRA, the assessment says that the structures of PIRA remain in existence in a much reduced form, including a senior leadership, the Provisional Army Council, and some departments.
But despite ministers returning to their posts, First Minister Peter Robinson said there remained a lot of work to be done.
We have a couple of weeks to save Stormont, and I don't want to give the impression that because ministers are going back into posts that the issue is resolved. The big issue is getting resolved how we deal with the existence of paramilitary organisations and how we can have the implementation of the Stormont House Agreement.
Now, what do unionists on the street make of all this? I was in Dunamana yesterday to speak to members of the unionist community, and they told me that their feelings about the DUP were very clear.
Stormont, I think, is just ridiculous. We find that people are arguing up on Stormont, but they're not arguing for the people. They're arguing for themselves. Politicians at the minute, they need to get to grips with the situation.
They're in and out steady. But the way they're going at the minute, they're going to be a lot more than them. In and out of their jobs, going to be out of their jobs, full stop. The people in Dunamana have no time for the DUP anymore. No. They've no confidence on them, nothing.
Why is that?
The only thing the DUP is hell-bent on is taking people's benefits away from them. The people around Dunamana, Strabane district, is already living in poverty as it is, and they're dragging them down further.
The DUP are party looking after number one. I listened to the response that Theresa Villar gave this afternoon, and basically the IRA are still operating, the Army Council still operating, and it said that the Sinn Féin and the Provisional IRA are the one organisation on the, what they called a broad arc. The Army Council control the two. So basically, they duped us in 2007 when they got into bed. Basically, they were getting into bed with IRA, and that's been proved out today.
Did you expect that the DUP ministers would return to their positions eventually?
No. Well, maybe eventually. I actually surprised how detailed it was today, because I thought it would water it down. Basically, to water down to get them back into power, to get it shambled up again. But basically, no. What this enforces does now is that the DUP were in power with IRA since 2007. Theresa Villars has bore it out today.
And after Theresa Villars released that assessment today, did you think, the DUP is not going to go back here
I
now?
I honestly did not believe the DUP would be. I expected the Assembly to fall, because the DUP's position now is not credible. At the end of the day, you know, they walked out because of the murder of Kevin McGuigan and Jock Davison and everything else. Now they went back in. These two men are still, their murders are no closer to being caught. Basically, the IRA murdered Kevin McGuigan. This is what the police is saying. And what is this? What has made them go back into power? The DUP herself, looking after themselves, party. The DUP forgot where they come from. They forgot their working roots. They forgot the lick of this place. And places like it. This is what they've forgot. They've forgotten where they've come from, and the reins of power have went to their head.
And do you believe the majority of working class unionist communities would be of the same opinion as yourself?
No, because the working class unionist communities still have to go that wee bit further. You see, if you hung a red, white and blue rosette in a sheep here, they would vote for it. You have to think outside the box. At the end of the day, the DUP are shafting the poor, the disabled and the vulnerable. Them and the Ulster Unionists have basically said it, and the Alliance Party. And basically, you know, it's a sad thing to say, but the only people standing up for people that's in benefits and disabled and vulnerable, Sinn Féin, the SDLP and the Green Party.